July 14, Daddy Rome!
May pinapakita siya sa akin. Kumain ka na.
Foodcast!
Mabuhay! Ako ay isang Pinoy at ako ay si Juan de la Cruz at kasama ko ngayon ang aking mga kaibigan na nanggagaling sa iba't ibang nasyon na may kanya-kanyang kultura. Pakilala nyo nga sarili ninyo.
Buongiorno! Lo soy Josiah from Italia!
Namaste my friend! My name is Baljit from India.
Makubaraki everyone! My name is Aladdin, Prince Ali Ababwa. I am from Saudi Arabia.
What's good y'all? I'm James Maverick from United States.
Konnichiwa, watashi no keke desu from Nihongo desu.
Ni hao, Fuka from China.
Annyeonghaseyo, Pururoimida from Korea.
Mga pare, ang papatikim natin sa kanila ay kare-kare, isang traditional na pagkain Pilipino na kilalang malapot, malinamnam at sarsa na gawa sa mani. Karaniwan sangkap nito ay baka, baboy, at may halong mga gulay. Ikaw, Josiah.
Spaghetti is a very traditional Italian pasta, eh? Long, thin, like a little ropes, see? We eat like this all the time in Italia, with a marinara, bolognese, carbonara. Mamma mia! Delicioso! Made from a drum, wheat and water. Very simple but full of love. Capse? Spaghetti? It shows the heart of Italy. Simple food, big flavor and a lot of passion.
The dish I chose is biryani. It's a legendary rice dish made with basmati rice, meat or vegetables, layers of spices, and sometimes a touch of saffron. Each region has its own style. Hyderabadi, Lucknowi, Kolkata, you name it. Why biryani? Biryani isn't just food, it's history on a plate. It came from the Mughals and became a symbol of Indian celebration. It's rich, filling, spicy, and full of flavor in every bite. One plate and you're hooked. It's what brings families together, especially on weekends or big occasions. And honestly, no one says no to biryani.
I want you guys to taste one of the famous taman, or food from the land of the two holy mosques, Saudi Arabia. We have the delicious and extraordinary shawarma. Shawarma, as I have said, is one of the most famous food in the Middle East. It consists of meat, usually lamb, chicken, or beef, that is slow cooked on a vertical rotisserie and then shaved off to be served in a wrap or on a plate.
Here in America, we have the burger, an iconic food that evolved from German immigrant influences in the 19th century into the handheld sandwich we know today through the US innovations. Its widespread popularity exploded with the advent of American fast food chains like White Castle, McDonald's, and Burger King, solidifying its place as a staple of American dining culture. More than just a meal, the burger has become a cultural symbol of the United States, embodying convenience, versatility, and a significant economic impact on the nation and beyond.
From the rising sun, we have sushi and baked sushi, a beloved Japanese dish, began away from the preserved dish and fermented rice, and the popular types include onigiri, maki, sashimi, often enjoyed with sauce and wasabi.
Shiwu shomai, known for various spelling like shaomai, shumai, and shomai, is a traditional Chinese dumpling with a rich and extensive history. Though the Cantonese style of shomai is the most common today, historical evidence suggests the dish actually originated in Hothot, the capital of Inner Mongolia. Shomai, a traditional Chinese dumpling, has become incredibly popular in the Philippines, with countless stalls, eateries, and restaurants serving it. What typically seen, you'll now also find fried shomai, often served with soy sauce and calamansi. It's haochu! That's it!
I brought Korean fried chicken today. It's super crispy and really tasty. It's very popular in Korea and even around the world. People in Korea usually eat it with beer. They call it chimek, which means chicken and beer. I brought this because we Filipinos also love fried chicken, and I wanted to share the Korean version. It has a unique flavor, and it's great for gatherings or simple get-together.
All that you brought looks delicious. It's time to eat.
Foodcast!
Tito Sai, ano yung pinaka-best dish mo out of all the dishes that you have
eaten? First mate, pare.
Sa tingin mo?
Kare-kare, pare.
Ako, di ako mahilig sa biryani.
Bakit di mo lang natitikman yung ibang variations niya? Kasi meron pa kasi yung ibang
I know.
Oo nga,
pare. It's just...
Talaga, pare.
Tsaka yung version kasi na to, parang...
My taste buds can't handle the herbs.
Ito yung... The herbs!
Ito yung mga... Worst... Yung worst...
May luya kasi yan, ganyan-ganyan.
Yung worst scenario.
Yung dito, ate!
Yung mga ate!
No!
Okay. Hindi po ake.
Ba't kabusis niya yung mga ganun?
Oo, ba't yun yung ganyan pa yung
mga ganun? Ang aking kasagutan na!
Foodcast!
So bago tayo magtapos sa ating Foodcast, mag-shoutout muna tayo. So eto, ating first shoutout kay Polita? Ay, Paula May Calpito.
Foodcast!
Yeah!
Shoutout po kay James Nathaniel Ramirez.
Foodcast!
Yahoo!
Shoutout po kay Daniela Senelong.
Foodcast!
Yeah.
Shoutout po kay Venice Buani.
Foodcast!
Yahoo!
Mega shoutout po kay Sherhalela Pamaylaon.
Foodcast!
Yahoo!
Mega shoutout po kay Pablo. Foodcast! Yahoo!
Siya na lahat eh.
Ikaw na!
Shoutout po kay Ringel Santiago.
Foodcast!
Yeah! Iyan po yung list!
Radyo na TV pa!
Yeah! Shoutout nga po pala sa pinakamabait naming news,
Chris
Lorraine Disarolo.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Iyan po yung...
At finally, ito isang mega super mega shoutout kay Miss Deres Santos.
Yahoo!
Goodbye, Daddy Rome!
Bye-bye!